AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Pope Francis will address a joint meeting of Congress today. House Speaker John Boehner invited the pontiff.
It's going to be one of the biggest events in the history of the Capitol. And members on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Capitol are looking forward to it. And frankly, I'm really looking forward to it.
The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports members of Congress have basically been told how to behave when the Pope enters the House chamber.
When the president enters the House chamber for his State of the Union speech, lawmakers who have grabbed seats along the center aisle shake his hand, exchange a few words, and maybe lobby for a piece of legislation. Congressional leaders are urging restraint when the Pope, who is on a tight schedule, enters the chamber, so they're asking no selfies, no handshakes, or anything that would slow the Pope down.
This follows a day in which he met with President Obama at the White House, gathered with Catholic bishops, saying, as heard through a translator, that the church has been deeply wounded by the clergy sex abuse scandal.
We have to hope that such crimes will never repeat themselves.
And elevated to sainthood an 18th century missionary who brought Catholicism to the American West Coast. China's president arrives in Washington today for a state visit. University of Virginia professor Brantley Womack believes Xi Jinping is looking for signs of mutual respect from the United States.
State visits where leaders are meeting and discussing important issues, but it's not so much the discussion of the issues that shows the respect, it's having the meeting.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump lashed out at rivals during an appearance in South Carolina, saying not all have what it takes to move ahead in the polls.
You can be great. You can be wonderful. You got to have that boom. You got to have that enthusiasm. And if you don't have it, it's just not going to happen.
He also tweeted that he's boycotting Fox News. This is AP Radio News. Formal charges have been filed against the man suspected in 4 of 11 Phoenix freeway shooting cases. The AP's Bob Christie reports prosecutors aren't giving a motive for the shootings. And the suspect, Leslie Allen Merritt Jr., has only gotten into minor trouble before.
He has no major criminal record whatsoever. He has a couple of very minor misdemeanor charges. He's 21 years old, does not have a lengthy record whatsoever, and nothing that would imply that he might be involved in this type of crime.
He's been charged with 16 counts, but not any terrorism charges. A North Carolina man accused of trying to drown his children could face new charges after one daughter died in the hospital. Durham police say the 3-year-old daughter of Allen, Tysheen Lassiter, died 3 days after her father tried to drown her and her sister in an apartment complex pond. This just in from Saudi Arabia. Authorities say the death toll from a stampede at a Hajj pilgrimage is more than 200. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.